What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into an action-packed Friday Night SmackDown. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I'm tired. My legs are hurting me.
Oh, boy.
It's not the kink of my neck. No, it's my legs. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're breaking down. Well, anyways, let's get right into a very entertaining SmackDown.
Yes, sir, with the Usos in the back, shortly accompanied by the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, talking about their match against the Street Profits, and that is next, with Roman, of course, expecting a victory of his cousins. Still doubting Jimmy Uso, whether he is with them or he's not.
Yeah, whether he's a part of that family, man. We'll have to wait and see. The Street Profits then head down the ramp next, taunting the Usos.
Yep, with the Usos standing their ground, claiming this is a family matter, promising to absolutely step over Angelo and Montez.
You know, I was really worried because it'd be the first time they competed as a tag team in over a year, man. I thought there would be some ring rust.
For sure, the Usos did show their tag team work, which I honestly expected a break in between these two. But after two commercial breaks it took to finish this match, Jimmy actually rose in the ring, hitting a super kick onto Ford for the win. So a clean match, no DQ, no Roman interfering. Looks like they were able to gravitate towards each other and actually get a win.
Yeah, I think we could be seeing our future SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Look out, Rey and Dominik.
The duo of Natalya and Tamina taking on the Riot Squad. Actually, next, with the Riot Squad actually trying to prove their dominance in this division. Sure, it wasn't enough for Tamina, though, to hit a Samoan drop onto Ruby for the win. I will say, I do like Tamina getting the spotlight here.
Yeah, I do, man. She's really taking that shine in the ring, man, and really taking advantage of these great opportunities she's been getting.
Well, we then see Jimmy and Jay meet up in the back with Adam Pearce actually demanding a tag team title match with the winners of tonight's tag team championship rematch for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So whoever wins tonight, they are going to face next week on SmackDown.
We then see Bianca Belair set to face Carmella next as Bayley is on commentary.
Yes, she joins, even making fun of Michael Cole. It was so funny. But with Bayley ringside, I honestly for sure thought that she was going to interfere.
Oh, yeah.
But she actually did not, with Bianca hitting the KOD onto Carmella after a good hard-fought match, I will say, between them two.
I will say, Carmella's really stepped up with her in-ring skills and can really hang with, you know, the top women superstars of SmackDown these days. Good to see.
Speaking of hanging with top superstars, we have Rey and his son, Dominic Mysterio, the new upcoming champion, actually in the back talking about their rematch tonight, saying how their motivation is just unparalleled to any other, still claiming to hold the titles after SmackDown tonight.
We then see an irate Seth Rollins come down to the ring next, demanding that Cesaro come down for a match.
Yes, actually, happy birthday, Seth Rollins, the no longer Monday Night Messiah. Happy birthday. But he takes no bullshit, saying that he isn't here, aka Cesaro, here to ruin Seth's birthday tonight, last night, claiming he actually has footage of Cesaro in the hospital, alluding to the WWE fans for Cesaro to believe he was worthy of such opportunities like facing Seth Rollins. Well, we all believed in him, and Seth is trying to shut that down.
KO then takes on Apollo Crews next in a non-title match with Aziz ringside.
Yep, with KO actually going for a stunner, then a pinfall, but right before he can grab that 1-2-3, Aziz actually interrupts, then hitting the Nigerian nail onto the prize fighter, causing a DQ. Kind of hurt Kevin Owens.
I mean, how could you not see this coming? We then see one of the newer characters on Friday Night SmackDown, Rick Boogs, one of my favorites, introducing the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura, next.
Yep, who takes on Chad Gable next as Otis actually attacks him before the match. Shinsuke rubbing it off, though, with a rough start. Even Otis ringside, Shinsuke defies the odds, defeating Chad Gable with a Kinshasa.
Hey, it's all because of Rick Boogs, man.
I love it.
The Boogs, man. We then see Adam Pearce make an Intercontinental Championship match official for next week, KO facing Apollo Crews with Aziz banned from ringside.
Yeah, we're going to see how that actually works out. And then we finally cut to our main event. Rude and Ziggler are out next as Dominik actually pops up on the Titantron, standing over his father, who seemed to be in an almost hit-and-run incident, with Rude and Ziggler kind of giggling it off, playing dumb. We know it was them.
Who did it? I don't know.
With a forfeit in mind, Dominik vows to take them on alone, and so he does. A great match with Dominik, certainly defying the odds, with even attempting a 619 onto Dolph, with Dolph then reversing into a Famouser. Even though Dominik does kick out at two, Rey shortly actually comes down, distracting Dolph Ziggler, allowing Dominik to roll him up to retain those SmackDown Tag Team titles as the Usos run down quickly, closing out the show, staring them down. Oh man, hyping up their Tag Team Championship match next week. I can't wait. The Usos versus Rey and Dominik for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
All right, guys, that was it for a very entertaining Friday Night SmackDown. Let us know what your favorite part of the show was. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you when we see you. Peace out.
No chance.